I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 8th. An electrical fire forced the temporary closure of a Quincy gym early this morning. Orange Theory Fitness on Chestnut Street in Quincy Center was temporarily closed after the fire broke out just before 6 a.m. Officials say a short circuit and an electrical outlet caused a small fire. It was doused with a fire extinguisher and no one was hurt. Power was cut to the problem outlet and the center is open today. Fox Rock Properties of Quincy has purchased the office building at 1200 Crown Colony Drive in West Quincy. The building is currently home to Magellan Jets, Baker, Braverman, and Bravado. And Fox Rock says they also have signed leases with the Goddard School and Topco Associates. Fox Rock says the building offers amenities including a landscaped patio, outdoor fireplaces, a renovated atrium, and new full-service cafe, along with the state-of-the-art fitness center. Fox Rock says Quincy is attracting new businesses, and they want to be part of the commercial growth in the city. Fox Rock is the real estate arm of Granite Telecommunications of Quincy. Two new police dogs have joined the Quincy Police Canine Unit. Coda and Milo are now on the job after being trained by Tar Heel Canine Training of North Carolina. Both dogs are trained to detect narcotics. Officer Paul Foley will be working with Coda, and Officer Josh Walker will be assigned to Milo. The Manatt Community Health Center Board of Directors has announced its slate of officers for the new year. Quincy resident and Chief Financial Officer for Quincy Community Action Programs, Grace Murphy McAuliffe, will serve as president for the third year. Quincy resident and nurse with a background in health care quality, state public health, cancer prevention, and health care administration. Anita Christie of Quincy will serve as vice president, and Ivan Wong of Quincy will serve as the secretary. Bob Griffin is a Quincy resident. He will serve as treasurer. City of Quincy will present Remember the Ladies Saturday from 2 to 5 in the Quincy High School Auditorium to recognize March as Women's History Month. Linda Santoro of the Quincy Art Association, Karen Smith of Karen's Corner, Doris Cox, the CEO of Bay State Community Services, Southwest Middle School Principal Courtney Mitchell, and Barbara Isola, former school committee member and assistant district attorney, will all be honored during the event. Free tickets are available at quincyma.gov/special events. The First Lady of the Republic of Sierra Leone, Dr. Fatima Mada Bayo, will be speaking at the United First Parish Church in Quincy on Sunday at 4 p.m. The event will highlight the Amistad case of 1841, in which John Quincy Adams successfully defended 53 Mende slaves from Sierra Leone who took control of the Spanish ship, the Amistad. The free program, presented in partnership with the Adams National Historical Park, will also include tours of the Adams crypts in the church basement. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay will host their annual Shamrock Splash fundraiser on Sunday at 1 p.m. at Constitution Beach in East Boston to raise money for summer events on state beaches, including Wollaston Beach in Quincy. The Friends of Wollaston Beach will have a team participating in the splash, and supporters are encouraged to make a donation on their behalf at friendsofwollaston.com. The Clifford H. Marshall Foundation will hold a fundraising event tonight at 8 p.m. at Granite Links in Quincy to raise money for construction of an aviation-themed playground in memory of Michael J. Marshall, Jr. at the Clifford H. Marshall Elementary School. The tickets are available online at aviatorfundraiser.eventbrite.com. Broadmeadows Middle School Drama Club presents Annie Jr. in the school's new auditorium. The tickets are available online. The show opened on Thursday night and runs through Saturday. Quincy College men's hockey team, the Granite, will play Kennesaw State University of Georgia in the 2024 College Hockey National Championship Tournament. Saturday at 9 a.m. in Westchester, Pennsylvania. The team finished first in the New England Independent Hockey Conference and ranked seventh in Division 3. Don't forget, daylight saving time begins Sunday at 2 a.m. Set your clocks ahead 1 hour Saturday night, and first responders are issuing a reminder to change batteries in smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. A traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open Friday at 9 a.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. Dow rose 130 points. NASDAQ's up 211. The S&P added 52. Stocks were mostly higher in Asia. The dollar was higher. The euro fell. Oil at $79 a barrel. In sports, Bruins beat Maple Leafs 4-1, and they'll host the Penguins tomorrow at 3 p.m. Denver beating the Celtics 115-109 last night. Celts are in Phoenix against the Suns tomorrow night at 8:30. National Weather Service forecast. Today, many sunshine and a high 50 degrees. Cloudy tonight, low 29. Tomorrow, cloudy and a high 44. A windy, rainy day on Sunday. Maybe some breaks of sun later in the day. High Sunday, 53. Partly cloudy, windy on Monday at a high 47. For the boater, waves a couple to 3 feet. Wind out of the north, 15 to 20. Becoming northeast, 10 to 15 later today. High tide, 9:15 a.m. Sunrise, 6:06, set at 5:42. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, March 8th.